Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week is something a bit different. It's a guided meditation to help you find health and balance within your hormones. It's a guided visualization to help you imagine your hormones coming into the most healthy balance for you, whatever your situation. So I encourage you to listen. Obviously, don't listen while you're driving or doing something you have to concentrate on, because it uses powerful hypnotic language. So sit back and relax and just allow yourself to be with your body and guide it to do what you want it to do. And just spend a few minutes to listen. You can start to focus your attention on your breathing. Without controlling it, just be aware of your breath. Perhaps focusing on the pace of your breath. Noticing how fast or slow it is. Without changing it or controlling it, just notice it. And again, turn your attention to the depth of your breath. Just noticing how deep or shallow it is. The more curious you become about your breath, I wonder if you can be aware of the pause between each breath. The pause between one breath ending and the next one starting. And it's surprising what comes to mind when we focus on our breath, which is so natural, so unconscious. And it can be surprising what comes to mind when we focus our unconscious mind on what we want so much. And we use the words conscious and unconscious in our everyday speech without really thinking about what we mean. And if what we meant by unconscious is that part of us that runs our body, doing all the many, many things that are part of keeping us functioning, healthy, keeping us in balance, all the thousands of operations every day, every second, that your unconscious mind orchestrates to keep you healthy and in balance. And sometimes it needs direction. To pay greater attention to something as things change and get out of balance, or to remedy a mistake, your unconscious mind can respond to help in many ways, just by being guided by you, using your imagination in the most powerful and positive ways, to utilize our natural ability to heal. That's miraculous, really, when you think about it. The way a cut heals without you doing anything. The way bones mend without you thinking of it. Your unconscious mind guides these everyday miracles. So if you could guide it yourself, imagining this miraculous power of healing we have ourselves to restore balance within our body. The miraculous healing ability we have to heal cuts, grow skin, now being directed towards balancing your hormones in the most healthy way for you. And imagination is such a powerful tool to guide your unconscious to creating the balancing state within you. And I don't know if you were to get an image of your hormones, how they look to you. A kind of visualization that may look like something from a medical manual. It might be something that just reminds you of how you see in your mind's eye. It doesn't matter how you get a picture of your hormones. I just need you to help me use your imagination. Because as you see this image in your mind's eye, if we could use it to send a message to your unconscious, to heal your hormones, to balance your hormones, what would you need it to do to send that message? The message of that balancing. Noticing what happens to the image, how it changes, or changes into something else. Just playing with the most positive way. Allow this image to really guide your unconscious mind, to let it know what you want it to do. This is what I want you to do with my hormones, my health, my well-being. Not this, but this. And everybody's different in the way they imagine, in the way they respond. So just ponder this question. If you could imagine seeing this image of your hormones balance in the most powerful way, that by changing would bring you the balance and the health and the well-being you want so much. How is that doing it now? Just letting yourself really notice all the differences you can make to it to make the difference. And repeating that as many times as you need to. Knowing that your unconscious knows now. And the more you do this, the stronger and the clearer your connection with your unconscious can become. So good, that even just at odd minutes of the day, you might find yourself just quickly reminding your unconscious of what you want it to achieve. Your health and well-being. A sense of balance within you. That becoming another everyday miracle they let you and your unconscious mind create. And how nice it would be to know that you're not alone in this task. How easy to see your unconscious as a friend that supports you and works with you towards whatever's possible. Because so much is possible. To draw from the energy that fuels our well-being and guiding it. And if a sense of balance and well-being had a colour, I wonder what colour you see coming to mind now. And you can see that colour flooding through your body, through your system. sensing where it needs to go. Allow it to go where it needs to go. Flowing all through your system, touching all the parts it needs to restore a sense of balance and well-being, physical and emotional well-being. And noticing how that feels as you feel that energy through your system, healing and balancing, centering you, restoring, grounding to a sense of okayness and well-being. So all I need to do now, for your unconscious mind to continue this process, even at times that surprise you, is to count from 5 to 1. 5, you start to aware of your breathing, how it's calm and relaxed. 4, you start to aware the weight of your eyelids. 3, you start to aware the weight of your fingers as they slowly return to normal. 2, you start to aware the weight of your eyelids slowly returning to normal. And on the count of 1, when you're ready, and only when you're ready, when your unconscious mind is taking everything it needs from this to help you in the most powerful way, you can either open your eyes and return to the room, or stay deeply asleep, whichever it's time for, on the count of 1.